What is the difference between Regulation D, Rule 506B, and Rule 506C? So we've talked about securities exemptions, and one of the exemptions that you can choose if you want to raise money from private investors is Regulation D, Rule 506. Well, there's two subparts to Regulation D, Rule 506. One of them will allow you to advertise and one will not. So let's talk about the original rule first. Regulation D, Rule 506, now known as 506B, like boy, will allow you to raise an unlimited amount of money from an unlimited number of accredited investors and up to 35 sophisticated investors, but you can't use any means of general advertising or solicitation to find your investors. It's all word of mouth. This is what's called the family and friends exemption. So that rule was in effect for a very long time until September 23rd of 2013. And in the wake of the financial, the Dodd-Frank Act and financial reformation, the SEC decided that they would cave to market pressure and relax that standard. So they created Regulation D, Rule 506C, C like cat. That rule allows you to raise an unlimited amount of money from an unlimited number of accredited investors, but you need to have a reasonable assurance that all of these investors are indeed accredited and you can advertise. So that's the difference between Regulation D, Rule 506B, and Rule 506C. 506B, you can include accredited and sophisticated investors, but you can't find them through any means of general advertising or solicitation, which means you usually have to have a pre-existing relationship with someone before you can make an offer, or you can use Regulation D, Rule 506C, which allows you to advertise, but you have to be sure that all of the investors are indeed accredited before you allow them to invest. That's the difference.